Hey everyone, this is Tony Reeves, and this is a Reeves Reflection. Today, I want to talk to you about what it means for somebody to challenge you and question you to continue to be brilliant. You know what's fascinating? I don't know about any of you, but I keep talking to people about how important it is to be comfortable, that we often overlook what it means to be comfortable. I mean, seriously, think about it for a second. How many of us have really, at the end of the day, would be happy just knowing that we had a job that pays us a certain amount of money, that we could take care of paying our bills, buy the nice car, stay in a nice house, be able to travel when we want to, ride off into the sunset? No big deal. And I mean, seriously, there is nothing wrong with having that mindset. But sometimes you need people around you who are going to continue to push you towards your brilliance. And so I often think about, some of my milestones in my life. Every milestone that I've made, every time I've turned the corner to do something bigger and better than what I did before, invariably there was someone in my life who was at that turning point in terms of questioning me to continue my brilliance. When I was in graduate school, as I hit the end of graduate school and nothing happened, and I started heading down this self-destructive path in terms of hating the fact that I had the degree, I was glad I got it, but I hated the fact that nothing happened afterwards, because I had this magical thought in my mind that once I had this degree, woohoo, then all these doors would open. And I remember my friend Gwen, one of my closest and dearest friends, she turned to me and she said, "Okay, what are you going to do next?" And I'm like, "What do you mean? She said, "First of all, you're heading down this self-destructive path because you're clearly not happy with your circumstances. Change some things around in your house. Start moving some furniture around so you can start looking at your circumstances a little different. And then ask yourself, okay, what do I need to do next to make some things happen?" And it was funny because her saying that was exactly what I needed to hear, because at that point I was wallowing in my own self-misery about the fact that I was not moving in a direction or a manner that I wanted to, as opposed to stopping and putting things into place to make the changes that I needed in my life. And guess what happened shortly after she said that? I got an opportunity to join the Navy. I love it. I always wanted to serve in an active duty capacity. I got a direct commission into the Navy. I was rolling. And man, it was the good life. Yeah. So, I'm stationed here in Naval Hospital, Camp Lejeune. I'm with the Marines. I am, renting a house. It's a two-story townhouse on the beach over on North Topsail Beach, North Carolina. I had a beautiful view overlooking the water. Friends would come up to visit me. I mean, I was chilling. I was loving life. And I can still remember my good friend, Dr. Tangela Jackson Buckley, who was another naval officer. And I remember her telling me, "Okay, so you got your master's degree? You're a naval officer? Wonderful. What you gonna do next?" "Huh? What do you mean by what am I going to do next? I thought I've achieved something. I got a master's degree. I'm a naval officer. I'm here. I got my nice crib. What do you mean?" She said, and she stopped me, and I still remember her saying, "You're not going to tell me that your greatest level of aspiration is to just get your master's degree and to just join in the military. You're not going to convince me of that." And I said, "Well," I had a personal goal, and so I shared it with her. I said, "Well, I had always told myself that I wanted to surpass my mother. My mother got a bachelor's and master's, and I always said I wanted a bachelor's, master's, and a doctorate, just from my own personal vanity standpoint. And either it was going to be a PhD, JD, or MD. I just hadn't figured out which one it is." And she stopped me like that and said, "Okay, make it happen." I'm like, "Wait, dude, I just got here. I mean, I've only been in the Navy for like a year and some change. What is the problem?" And she didn't want to hear that. She was like, "Listen, make it happen. What's going to happen next? I don't want to have this conversation again." So guess what? Shortly after that, I ended up applying to go to law school. And within a year after that, I had resigned my commission and I was in law school. And I'm like, good, what the heck is this about? So of course, go to law school, graduate from law school. My wife, then girlfriend, relocates from North Carolina down to Florida. And after I graduated from law school, took the bar exam, moved in with her, got a job. And, at some point we got married, we ended up buying a house. And so at some particular point, I was having, like most angst with young associates. I've been with the firm for probably about 4 years, and I started asking myself the question, what should I do? Maybe I should think about going to another law firm. Maybe I should think about opening my own practice. I don't know. And I can still remember my wife having this conversation with me, where she turns to me and she says, okay, real talk. Are you trying to become partner or are you trying to open a law firm? I said, well, I don't know. She says, stop right there. I don't want to hear either one. Pick a lane. Dedicate to it. But then she got me good because I still remember her basically saying, if you're going to be a partner, then let's focus our effort on you being a partner. You run your own law firm, let's focus our effort. Right now, you're trying to tip your toe in both. Pick one. And I remember asking her, do you really think I have a chance to be partner? And without fail, she looked at me and she said, nope. I was like, what the? And her logic to me was, here are the things from my vantage point that I'm seeing that's letting me know that you have done things to demonstrate that you should be partner worthy. If they haven't recognized it at this particular point in time in terms of this, then what they've effectively told you that you're not going to be a partner anytime soon. And this was before I had some additional conversations with them that really showed me that she was correct, that despite my best, my best hopes and my desire to stay with this firm, because in my mind, I was going to retire with this firm because I love the firm. I love the culture. I love how they treated me. But she was right. And within a year after she and I had that conversation, take a wild guess what happened? Yep. Went out on my own, started my own law practice. And several years later, after about 9 years going on 10, got the opportunity to be appointed. And so I got appointed to a federal position. And again, woohoo! I mean, get fed, what your mama say, what your feds mama say. And I'm all excited. And literally within a year after getting the appointment, one of my good friends, retired naval captain, Veronica Armstrong, sent me this text. She said, I am so proud of you being a judge. What you going to do next? And I'm like, what? What do you mean by what am I going to do next? I just got here. She said, yeah. I have followed your career, my friend. And I can tell you, you have never struck me as being the person who gets comfortable in a situation. You're always aspiring to do something greater. So I need you to tell me, what are you going to do next? Now, don't get me wrong. I ain't quite figured out what that part is. But the thing I wanted to mention was at each point of my life, whether it be Gwen, whether it be Tangela, whether it be Carol, whether it be Veronica, I had people who literally challenged me to continue to be brilliant. They weren't telling me this in terms of we have an expectation for you to be here, or we expect you to do this, or we see you doing this. No. What they effectively told me, for lack of better words, is that they were following me, they saw my energy, they recognized the brilliance that I had, and they expected me to continue pursuing that brilliance. And why is that important to know, and why is that important to appreciate? The reality is that too many times we create these pseudo standards for ourselves in terms of what we believe is brilliant. We achieve that and then we stop growing. We stop trying to aspire. We stop trying to pursue other things. And sometimes, just sometimes, it is very important that you have people in your life, okay, who are going to not allow you to sit back and relax and chill and put your life on cruise control because you've attained something that makes you feel comfortable. Say what you will. At each point of those times, I was comfortable. When Gwen said something to me, I was working for the state. I had a comfortable job. When Tangela said something to me, I was working. I was a naval officer. I had a comfortable job. When Carol told me about going out on my own, I had a comfortable job. I was working for a law firm. And when Veronica said something to me, I'm where I am now. Now, I can't tell you what tomorrow is going to bring. But what I can tell you is this, is that I've been very fortunate and very lucky to have people in my life who continue to challenge me to be brilliant. And if you have somebody like that in your life or somebody's like that in your life, take a moment, listen to what they're saying, because guess what? They might know what the hell they're talking about. This is Tony Reeves, and this is my reflection.